trust us enough, it's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Monday morning, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Some of ya going back to work, getting back into a schedule. I miss a routine in the schedule. Not that I don't like vacation, but I hate it when, like, it's kind of, you don't know where you're at, you're halfway in between. It's like, no, let's go. Let's do it.
I love it. It's actually very good for your brain and your body to be thrown off because people like routine. People get too comfortable in their routine, so it's really, really good for you actually to shake it up. But I get it, it's hard to
go back. I was like
in
a fog, though. Like, my brain's like, you need to know something. What are you doing?
What day is it? What time is it?
I don't know. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. I think I'm losing my voice, by the way, this morning. I don't know if I sound weird, but I feel like I'm losing my voice. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You need that.
Yeah, apparently that's part of this job we have. Let's go around the room, say hi to everybody. Hey, Mackenzie.
What's up, Joe? Guess what I did?
What'd you do this weekend?
I went to Live Cycle Bar class Friday night.
Yes,
or Friday
she
evening,
did.
And it was so much fun. She killed it, and it was a great time. I loved it.
I thought it was so much fun. I just liked having her, like, in the room, and there was some, like, scheduling kind of conflict a little bit. They forgot to, like, put the class on the schedule. So it ended up being, like, the smallest class I've ever had, but like Mackenzie's energy in the room, you would have had no idea that there was like only like 10 people in there.
Wait, were you like coaching people along too? Like, what were you doing?
I just wanted to support my girl. Yeah. So I was just like, when she was like interacting, like I wanted her to know, I was like, I got you.
Yeah. So. And so she was like wooing. And then there was another girl that I knew there from college who like just randomly coincidentally was there as well. So she was wooing. I just like when people are very interactive, and it was just really fun having someone in there that, like, I knew. Because I have all of these people come into my class, and I don't know them yet because it's a brand new studio. So having, like, a friend in there that I knew, it just, like, made it so much fun.
It was fun. And Liv, I swear, she's like an old pro. Like, you could never tell that she's kind of new, and she's just getting acclimated. So it was so much fun. Her music was so on point. I loved every second of it. It was great. So that
Woo!
Was really
Thank
fun.
Thank you.
Friday night, and then I filmed some TV on Saturday. I went to Dallara, which is really cool. That's in Indianapolis of the Indy 500. It's kind of like a showcase of mementos, and I got to experience we shot there, so that was kind of fun. And then what did I do yesterday? Oh, yesterday I had a really fun day, too. I went to brunch with my parents. What else? I worked my storage unit. I caught up on You on Netflix that I'm obsessed with. I did
what episode
cryotherapy.
What episode are you on You?
Okay,
how far along?
Season 2, episode 5.
I think it's where I'm at right now.
Okay. Wait, have you finished episode
5? Spoiler
alert.
No.
Okay, episode 5 is where things really, really start to pick up.
Okay. That's where I'm at. So
Lindsay wants to watch it so fast. I just want to do it slow, one episode a week.
People are jumping on board because we talk about it. So if you're wondering, it's called You, and it's on Netflix. And it's creepy, but it's so good.
Liv obviously did the bike class. How was your weekend?
The bike class.
The old bike class.
One, Mackenzie killed it, by the way. But two, I had a really good weekend. I was really nervous it was going to go by really fast, but it didn't. I got a lot done. Yesterday, I watched a ton of football over the weekend. And
yes.
I had a fun night with my roommate because we never are on the same schedule. But she had a night off. So I just had a very fun and also very productive weekend. Yesterday, I made my playlist for Cycle Bar Today. So I already got that done. I wrote a Murder Monday.
Whoa.
I got some chores around the house. And of course, I watched Golden Globes. And
Whoa.
Joe,
yeah.
for you,
yeah.
I got in the mail Your Christmas gift was the 20 meal prep Tupperwares. And what better way to kick off your Monday, kick off your week, than to go home and meal prep some healthy meals.
I love that. You know what you just reminded me of? We got to get a gift for Mackenzie. I think her birthday's this week. My brother and dad's birthday is on Wednesday. My mom's on Saturday.
Wait, your dad and your brothers are born on my birthday?
The 8th.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow. Your dad and your brother?
Yep.
Wow.
Same birthday.
Mind-blown emoji. It's Elvis Presley's birthday. Elvis. I mean, my glow up is real. Like, my birthday, it's my birthday month. I'm so excited.
All right. Chops, what about you?
My weekend. Oh, I forgot. New mic. My weekend was okay. I worked a double at the steakhouse Saturday and Sunday, so it was very busy. But something epic happened this weekend. Relationship update.
OMG, what?
So my boyfriend got a promotion.
Yeah!
He is now store manager of the pet store
that he works at. Fast.
Yeah, he's only been there 2 months and he's already the store manager officially starting today.
So at the pet store or the other store?
At the pet store.
Oh,
yes.
Cool.
So how has your life changed now that you have a bunch of money. Rolling in the money.
Will he get a raise?
Yes, he will definitely be getting store manager pay for that. Yeah.
Dope.
I'm so curious. I'm going to ask his salary off air. You don't have to tell me.
Fine.
I'm rude like that.
Yes, live in.
I mean, I think.
Well, ask him tonight and then tell me tomorrow.
No, yeah, okay, I'll tell you. We talked about it a little bit.
Okay.
Well,
I don't think
cool.
anything's set in stone
yet.
Yes, thank you.
That's
awesome. For him.
That is
yes.
so amazing.
You guys, did you go out and celebrate? And
we
tears and
actually
all the things?
Friday night. I had mentioned on Friday that we were going out to dinner at Sullivan's, the steakhouse that I work at Friday night,
uh-huh.
and so we kind of celebrated there, and that was
Aww.
Really good.
I love that.
Look at you. You're going to be able to get cable in no time.
Yeah, no, it is. Seriously, I'm on the brink of getting cable.
Like, are we like 30 days out?
Oh, like I'm thinking this week.
Yay!
Wow. Just before the world ends, Pork Chop will get internet and cable. I love it. You'll get it for like 1 week. Okay, cool. My weekend, I thought I'd come in here and I'd be telling you guys about, hey, we finally took down our Christmas tree and our decorations.
I didn't do it either.
Our Christmas tree is still up.
I didn't do it either. I like conned myself. I'm like, it's more of a winter tree, so it's cool. I'll just leave it up.
Here's what I'm trying to do. So I'm just telling you guys, I don't think Lindsay listens to this part of the show this early. Maybe she checks out the podcast at joemackenzie.com. But I'm not going to say anything because I'm trying to like let her. She's like, this is the year of me doing stuff for me and not being rushed. I'm like, okay, I really want all that stuff down, but it's not that big of a deal. I'm not going to say anything till she brings it up, taking it down.
That's smart.
Okay, that's smart, but you can't be passive aggressive and be angry about it.
No, I won't. And if I am, I'll be angry. I'll go work out or punch something, but she'll never know. That's the goal.
I just don't. I'm like on your wife's side. I just don't get what the big deal is if like something is up for a little bit longer. Like, who is it really bothering anyone?
But Liv, but you just like to let things linger. Like, honestly, remember when like the Keurig was in your car for about 4 months till you finally brought it in? Like, you just like to leave things in places and let them sit there.
I know. I just don't care.
You're like, what? There's a baby in my car? It's okay.
I will say,
because my boyfriend is the total opposite.
I will say, I walked in our building and like the front desk there, it's all the Christmas decorations are still up, and I was like, okay, time to take that down.
No, we're gonna leave that up there.
But
Barb's
I definitely myself still have my Christmas tree up, my white Christmas tree.
All right, well, hey, we're so glad to hear this this morning. Don't forget, you can be part of the show. 833-563-2539 is our number, and of course, Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe McKenzie. What's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, your Golden Globes recap. The winners, the losers, awkward moments, plus a hot new couple hits the red carpet.
Time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, it is tea time. The 77th annual Golden Globe Awards went down last night live from the Beverly Hilton in Los Angeles. The big winners included Succession, Fleabag, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, also 1917, won big. Now, I thought Ricky Gervais killed it as host.
But you all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no.
It was just so awkward. awkward, but so good. Here he is ripping on Leonardo DiCaprio.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long, Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere, and by the end, his date was too old for him. So,
I guess producer Porkchop has something in common
exactly.
with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes, honey, you do. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood did win for Best Musical or Comedy. Quentin Tarantino earned the Best Screenplay, while Brad Pitt won for Best Supporting Actor.
You know, when I was starting out, these names that were just listed, Pacino, Pesci, Hanks, my de facto mentor from afar, Sir Tony Hopkins, wherever you are, Tony, you know I love you. We're like gods to me, and this is an honor in itself, and all my respect sincerely.
Now, every time Brad spoke, of course, they panned to Jennifer Aniston, his famous ex, and on the red carpet, they were like, hey, Brad, are you going to let us have this moment, take the picture of you and your ex?
They're hoping for this moment where you and Jennifer run into each other so they can take their picture.
I'll run into Jen. She's a good friend.
Aw, he is such a stud.
He is
I cannot
so
even
hot.
Believe he's 56 years old. He is so sexy. He's got so much swag. I was like drooling watching him. I've had a crush on him since I was little.
Can we hose him down, Porkchop? Both these ladies are out of control.
OMG, so hot. There's a really nice moment. Kate McKinnon, she got emotional talking about the impact that Ellen DeGeneres has had in her life right before she presented Ellen with the Carol Burnett Award.
She risked her entire life and her entire career in order to tell the truth, and she suffered greatly for it. Of course, attitudes change, but only because brave people like Ellen jump into the fire to make them change.
Very cool, and here is Ellen accepting her award.
I got a talk show, and I was able to be myself, and that was 17 years ago, and I feel like you've all really gotten to know me over the past 17 years. I am an open book, and I couldn't have done it without my husband, Mark. Mark, you are my rock. Thank you for supporting me through this crazy journey. I know it wasn't easy for you or the kids. Rupert and Fiona, go to bed. I love you. That's funny, because they're in college now. But
just making stuff up. I love it. Joaquin Phoenix won for Best Actor in a Drama for Joker. And some other standout moments. A hot new couple debuted. Rachel Bilson and Bill Hader are apparently a thing. Mm. I didn't know that. That is a random. I always thought she was with Nick Vile from, you know, the past Bachelor. But apparently that's not the case.
I am so happy about this couple. I love both of these people so much.
Okay, we are feeling them on the red carpet. And also, Jason Momoa. Twitter went crazy. Okay, so he had his Tom Ford jacket on to present at the Golden Globes, and he's hanging out, and then he ditches it, and just you see when they're panning around the room, he's just hanging out in his tank top. Here he is talking about his lovely wife, Lisa Bonet.
Ever since I was like 8 years old and I saw her on the TV, and I was like, Mommy, I want that one. I'm like, I'm going to stalk you for the rest of my life, and I'm going to get you.
Well, that's I just love
not
him.
Creepy.
And I loved him in his tank top all night. Good show. I have to say, ratings were high for this Golden Globes.
Yeah, I really liked it. It was a good one. Coming up next, we're trying to make your day a little more positive, get your week started the right way. We call it Monday Motivation. It's coming up in less than 10. We're Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Monday Motivation here on Joe McKenzie, trying to get your day started off right with some good stuff. Retired vet, well, he's making free canes for fellow veterans, and he's actually doing it. Porkchop, you could help out with donated Christmas trees. Yep. What he's doing is this. His name is U.S. Army veteran James Willis. He started Canes for Veterans of Central Texas in 2016. He realized that he was not the only veteran who needed a cane that was safe and sturdy. Now, he served in the Army for about 8 years, and he's now disabled, and he's unable to work. Now, he was originally given a cane from Veteran Affairs, which is based in Florida, but it kept on collapsing on him, so he turned to this Florida-based organization, and they're like, yeah, man, we can help you out. And he's like, well, wait a minute. Can you teach me how to do this too? So they did. And now he got 400 Christmas trees donated from Home Depot.
Aww.
He got like 100 people in the community when they heard about this donated. And what he does, he trims off all the branches, dries them out. That way they can become like a hard cane. And he makes about one cane per day. And he says it takes one tree to produce one cane. And he makes it, he packages it, and he ships it to other veterans who get to use it. So what a cool dude right there. Just because he's disabled, in air quotes, doesn't mean he can't do anything. He's
Absolutely.
Doing a lot of good stuff. What are you into, McKenzie? Kenzie, what's your Monday motivation?
Well, some really good stuff is happening. Of course, the horrific bushfires happening in Australia, just devastating. But Australians are banding together to offer accommodations, food, medicine, and funds for firefighters, as well as people that are displaced. This woman, Erin Riley, she tweeted out, hey, she just threw out there, if someone needs help, I have like an extra flat, a place for people to stay. And she had over 50 people reply. And so I just think, I feel like when there's something like this, a tragedy that happens, we always look for the heroes, right? And so I just think it's really motivating that people are just extending their places, food, you know, they're helping to care for the animals, all the things over there.
It's just insane how much, like, half a million animals killed.
Half a billion.
Insane. Yeah, and it's just getting started. It's going to get worse.
Yeah, so our thoughts and prayers, of course, going out to Australia. Anything you can do to help is much appreciated, but of course, look for the heroes, look for the helpers.
All right, what about you, Liv? What are you into? I'm sorry. Whoops, did I have some coffee this morning? What's your motivation story this morning?
So I actually have a motivation story. This is a woman that comes to my cycle bar classes, and I've seen her there every single time I'm there. So I'm like, she's coming all the time. So I really talked to her. I was like, wow, you're killing it. And this woman is in her 60s, and she actually is a very recent cancer survivor.
Aww.
So she just battled through cancer, and she says that every single day she wakes up and she just thanks the universe and like realizes and recognizes how much it is of a privilege that she is able to move. So she goes to 4 cycle bar classes a week, and then 2 days a week goes to YMCA to do a cancer survivor workout. They get like a free membership and stuff, and they kind of train them with weights. But this woman is in her 60s and moves and stays active 6 days a week, even though, you know, she lost a lot of her physical ability going through chemo and things like that. But, and also just being 60 years old, but she doesn't take it for granted, being able to move and just what a privilege it is to be active. And so I just think that is absolutely so motivating.
That's a great reminder. It really is true. Our health is our greatest wealth, because you could have all the riches in the world, but if you're not healthy enough to enjoy them. So just, I mean, if you have legs to walk, if you have eyes to see, I mean, that's something to be thankful for. So I love it.
And what about you, Pork Chop? What's your motivation for today?
This story actually... Did you hear that?
I did hear that. Continue on. We're professional broadcasters.
Right. This story actually comes out of Indianapolis, and a dog spent 2,461 days in a shelter. So in case you can't do the math that quick, that's a little over 6 years.
Whoa. Aww.
This dog is a half boxer, half pit bull. She's 12 years old. So yeah, she spent half her life in a shelter, and then she finally got that call. The family came in and decided that they wanted to adopt this little doggy.
What's her name? What kind of dog is she?
She is a half boxer, a pit bull, and her name is Sandy.
Sandy. That's so sweet. Adopt if you can.
Yes.
Yeah, and they did a little red carpet freedom walk for her when she left the shelter.
Well, that is, 6 years. I mean, hopefully dogs live longer, but that's, I mean, what, dogs live 12, 16 years?
Yeah,
so
she is 12 years old.
That's what I'm saying, like half her life. Wow, what great people. That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, I feel motivated. I hope you do too. You can check all these stories out. We put them together on our blog. Just go to joemckenzie.com or text JAM, J-A-M, to 52140. We'll put that up later. Coming up in 2 songs, we've got Joe's Need to Know News. I kind of feel like this story is for me only. Do not complain about the gift you get from your job. You can get fired for it. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A man in Canada says he was fired from his job. He was there for 6 years. Now, why was he fired? Because, well, he sent out a tweet about receiving a $6 bottle of barbecue sauce as a holiday gift from his company. Check out this story.
A Burnaby man has lost his job after complaining on social media about his employer's holiday gift. Hussein Mehadel says he was fired from a job he held for 6 years after taking to Twitter to complain about a $6 bottle of Get Sauced barbecue sauce. He writes, what kind of multi-billion dollar company gifts its Canadian employees barbecue sauce as a holiday gift?
Now, well, I think that's a good question. It makes me be careful about everything I've been saying. I mean, I've never said anything about the company. Do you think we could get in trouble for when we complain about stuff? Do you think they would ever come back to us?
If we ever got fired for something like that, I feel like maybe all of us would lose our jobs.
I mean, is anybody scared here or no?
No.
I think it's weird.
I think that's terrible. I mean, I get it. Believe me, I get it. But you don't want to live your life being scared all the time.
No, no. I'm not saying being scared. But like the fact is, this dude got fired. But he was a dummy, though, too. I was reading. He tagged his company in Canada and the U.S. Like he, but it's weird. They tracked him down. It was a generic profile.
It didn't say his name or any information. I highly doubt this is the only reason he got fired.
You think that was just their excuse?
Yeah.
All right.
After 6 years.
Anybody starting a diet this year? Well, the Mediterranean diet was named the best diet for you to try. The popular diet topped the U.S. News and World Report's annual ranking of the best diets for the third straight year. It's followed by the DASH. Has anybody heard of the DASH diet? I don't even know what that is.
No. I've heard of the Mediterranean. I think my boyfriend's mom does that, maybe.
I think it's a lot of fruit, a lot of veggies, some olive oil. Sounds good. Sounds tasty. There's flexitarian, which is kind of like you're a vegetarian, but if you're like, you know what? I'm going to have a burger today. But for the most part, you eat a lot of veggies. Weight Watchers, that's always been really up there. And then the Mind Diet. I don't even know what half of these diets are. I've never even heard
of
them.
Where's like keto and intermittent fasting?
It didn't even make the top.
Because those are like the hotness.
Yeah, I guess there's not a lot of research behind them, so they didn't make the top one. The Dukin Diet, I've never heard of that either.
The what?
The Dukin Diet. Or the Dunk,
that
I don't
sounds
know.
Like Dunkin', like Dunkin' Donuts
diet. I've done the Dunkin' Donuts diet. It was not successful for me, but it tasted good. Yeah, that was named the worst diet. While the trendy keto diet came in next to last.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, police were called to a home, and this is a very interesting situation, after getting reports of a woman screaming for help and found a parrot instead. The man brought his pet parrot, Rambo, outside and told the police he taught the bird to yell, "Help, help, let me out," when he was younger. So I guess he's had the parrot for a long time. He also brought the bird to concerned neighbors who called the police. Now, here's the actual audio, kind of like a ring cam. Listen to this bird. Like, imagine if you were like a neighbor. Wouldn't you think somebody was in trouble? And this is the police walking up. So there's like, hey, we had a complaint, somebody's screaming. He actually took the bird over to a neighbor's house and said, look, this is the bird. No need to be concerned. But like, why would you teach the bird?
I love to mess with people. Like when I'm talking to a friend or something, I did this to my buddy down in Florida and he put me on his speaker, like in his car, and he was riding up through a drive through and I was like, help, I'm trapped. Help. He's got me in the trunk.
Oh my God. What's wrong with you guys?
Oh my God. It was so funny.
Okay.
Because you can't stop it.
This is so cool. Kohler announced a shower head that will be equipped with a speaker powered by Alexa. The company said the shower head will cost between $99 and $229. It'll have a playback time of 6 to 7 hours, like between charges, which is pretty dope.
Wow.
Because think about how long you're actually in the shower. What, 20, 30 minutes? So maybe once a week you charge it. Now here's what's scary. It's going to have a full list of options that it can do. You can listen to music, you can hear the news, or order an item off of Amazon. So you'll be able to do it right there in the shower.
Dangerous.
That is so convenient. I swear when I'm in the shower, I think of like 8 billion things that I need to buy and that I need to like start a list for. And then when I get out of the shower and I start like doing my after shower routine, I forget all about it.
I did it even like this morning because I'll think of things and then I text them to myself like that I have to do, that I have to buy.
All right, well, then I guess you two are going to really like that. And then finally, NFL playoffs. Titans beat the Patriots. That was exciting.
Whoa, that was intense.
Crazy.
Seahawks beat the Eagles. The Vikings beat the Saints in overtime. The Texans overcame a 16-point deficit to beat the Buffalo Bills. That was an exciting game, 22-19 in overtime.
P.S. I discovered and just started following. You guys were holding out on me of the hottest, like, quarterback. I discovered him. He plays for
Garoppolo.
Yes!
Yes, I knew you were gonna say
that. He was like on my Insta, he was on like the main board, and he is dropped it gorgeous.
He's
and
so
like,
hot.
Oh
and
my
he's
God.
The real deal. I'm not joking. He's the real deal. A lot of people weren't sure if he actually was like this season, but I was impressed with him.
I mean, I was like, how have I not discovered this man?
You two really seriously. I don't know if you haven't had me or what, but like all morning you were talking about how hot every man is. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Text JAM, J-A-M to 52140, and you can check out all of Joe's Need to Know News. Song of the day. It's coming up after Tones and I Dance Monkey. Song of the day. We have a category and you get to decide by texting the word song, S-O-N-G to 52140. What song you think is the best and that you want to hear played here on Joe and Mackenzie. All right, the category today is artist in their 20s since, well, it is 2020. Mackenzie, why don't you kick it off? Let us know what your song is.
Okay, well, I have been having a lot of fun with my new Alexa, my little Echo Dot or whatever. So I've been dancing around my place, and I always dance to him, and I think he's adorable. He's like a baby John Mayer. I chose a youngin'. His name is Shawn Mendes, if you haven't heard of him. And my song is There's Nothing Holding Me Back.
Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
I love him. He is the age of 21, of course, dating Camila Cabello. And he's never been a Song of the Day winner, so please vote for Shawn Mendes.
All right, producer Porkchop, what song do you have?
Now, when my boyfriend and I are in the car and we're listening to the radio, or when we have the aux cord, when he's in charge, I'm not always like, I don't know, how do I say this? I kind of like his music. Like, I'm not always a huge fan of it. But there's this song that he's been playing that I really, really do like. It's by Doja Cat. She's 24 years old. She's kind of a new, like, breakthrough artist. We actually play one of her songs on the station. It's called Juicy. But the song that I chose from Doja Cat, it's called Cyber Flipping Pancakes. Right?
Like, sure.
Cyber, yeah.
All right, let's check it out.
I wanna get to you. You see me in my room. Wish you were here right now. All of the things I do. I wanna get freaky on camera. I love when we get freaky on camera.
It is such...
Whoa.
A catchy song. I've been singing it all weekend.
Since Friday, since he chose this song on Friday, he literally brought it into our boss's office, made our boss watch the video.
And I was like, you need to play this on the station. So, but yeah,
he's
it's a good
weird
song.
Though. He's saying it to all of us, like, I want to get freaky on camera. Like, no, you don't. All right, for my song today, this artist is going to be an indie coming up in a couple of months, which is pretty cool for the Indie 500. They got the Snake Pit, the big EDM music party. And of course, we're going to be a part of that, which is really exciting. But this song, I didn't realize this artist is so young. I believe he's only like 23 or so. It's Martin Garrix, Animals. I get you jacked up to go into work or wherever you're heading to today. Go to the gym, get your workout in, your little fitness flex. That's my choice. What about you, Liv the Web Girl?
Okay, so one of my favorite artists right now is obviously Ariana Grande. She is a queen. She's a role model. I'm just obsessed with her. And I feel like I could be her best friend. And so I chose her. And one of my favorite songs by her is Breathing.
Just keep breathing.
Okay, now you get to decide by texting song, S-O-N-G, to 52140 what we are going to play. Let me remind you all the choices again for artists in their 20s. We got Mackenzie, There's Nothing Holding Me Back by Shawn Mendes. Porkchop went with Cyber Flipping Pancakes by Doja Cat. Myself, Joe, I went with Animals by Martin Garrix. And Liv went with Breathing by Ariana Grande. All you got to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and you can decide what song we will play next. At this time, let's do a little station identification. It's Joan McKenzie on Radio Now. Song of the day. The results are now being calculated this morning. Category we had, kind of fun. It's artists in their 20s since it is 2020. Let's give you a little brief recap and then we'll find out who had the winning song today. Category again, 20s, artists that are in their 20s. Mackenzie kicked it off with There's Nothing Holding Me Back by Shawn Mendes.
You take all my inhibitions, baby, there's nothing holding me back.
He is 21.
Ooh, barely legal. Then we had producer Porkchop. He went with a song called Flippin' Pancakes. No, it's Cyber Flippin' Pancakes. You know what word we use. By Doja Cat.
All of the things I do, I wanna get freaky on camera.
Okay, I would advise against that. That could go out to everybody. Then we had myself, Joe. I went with Animals by Martin Garrix. This song just pumps me up. And Liv the Web Girl went with a 20-year-old. I feel like she's like older by now, but she's still in her 20s. It's Ariana Grande, Breathing. Let's keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. All right, Porkchop, what are the results?
Coming in last place with 17% of the vote. I mean, I knew this was going to happen because it's a song that no one's ever heard before, but I guarantee, like, when you have your free time, like, go Google it or whatever, YouTube. It's called Cyber Sex by Doja Cat. It's really a catchy song.
So Porkchop got last.
But
good hard sell, though. I'm sure we'll hear about it when you're what you're into later this week.
I did get 17% of the vote, so that's pretty cool, so thank you. But hey, look who's talking right behind me with 19% of the vote. Liv the Web Girl.
This is a hard, hard category for me.
What, artists in their 20s? That's your age.
There's so many. So it's like there's so many, and then they have so many great songs. So it's like, which one do you pick?
So
and
I
was overthinking it. And Porkchop, every 10 minutes when I was trying to work on Friday, was like, do you have your song? Do you have your song? So I was like, okay, this is it.
Okay.
I still stand by myself.
Little behind
I still
the
like
scenes.
It.
All right.
Coming in second place with 27% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Oh, Shawn Mendes.
That means Joe is the big winner with 36% of the vote. Animals.
This is Martin Garrix, right. Who's going to be he's headlining.
He's the headliner for Snake Pit 2020
at the Indy 500.
Love Martin
Garrix.
He's
in Vegas all the time too. He's killing it.
Well, let's enjoy the day. Hopefully, this will get you going, kick things off. It's your Song of the Day winner. Thank you for your vote. I love the end of that song. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie.
Yeah, it was crazy.
On Radio Now, the Song of the Day winner today is Martin Garrix, Animals.
Joe's busting out like some glow sticks. He's like, yeah! Monday morning!
Woo! Producer Porkchop has got something that he wants to talk about, and I don't actually understand everything about it, but I guess he's looking for an explanation about license plates, or what are you talking about here?
Yeah, so as most of you know, I'm a very detail-oriented person, and I notice things that people usually don't notice. So I've been blessed to live, like, all around the country. I've lived in California, Oregon, Washington, New Jersey.
San Diego.
Yep, said that. Yep, California. Oh. So, and now, you know, I live here, and something that I've only noticed here that I've never noticed anywhere else is that I would say about 5% of the cars I see on the road, their license plates are flapped up.
What do you mean flapped up? What does that mean?
So like now, well, first, if you're listening in Houston, I only see this here in Indianapolis, where like, I don't know, like the sides of the license plates, where you know where the two screws
up
go
top,
in?
Yeah, you mount your license plate on there, yeah.
The left side and the right side are like curved inwards. And I want to know why. Why are they curved inwards? I asked my boyfriend what he thought, and he was like, oh, maybe because people are trying to steal the license plates. And
I'm like, rip it off or something?
Yeah, and I'm like, no, but I literally see it on, like, out of 100 cars, I'll see it on 5.
Well, I don't know about in Indiana, but when I'm from Michigan. That's my home state. And I used to work one of the best jobs ever when I was in radio. I made more at a car wash. But it was working at a car wash. Sometimes, like, the spinny things, the brushes would spin the license plate. But those license plates in Michigan were metal. I forget what type of metal they were, but they were made of that. Because I think the ones you're talking about in the state of Indiana, somebody told me they're, like, recycled something. Like, they're not that, they almost feel like plastic, kind of.
What threw me for a loop, so when I lived on the West Coast, we had, and you, I don't know if you ever did this, but we're supposed to have front license plates as well, like when we lived in Washington. So that was different. And I find moving back, and it's probably prominent in Texas as well and in Indy, the number of vanity plates, like personalized license plate, significantly greater in the Midwest than anywhere else.
Anybody know, though, like what Pork Chop's talking about, the actual reason that it bows up? Because I think it's just from car washes. That's my thought.
No, there's no way.
833-563-2539.
I am not going to lie. I'm not following at all what Pork Chop is talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Did I say it wrong? License plates. You know where the screws are, Liv? The left side and the right side. They're flapped in. Like, why does that happen?
Like, it's bending.
You know, for the people like Liv, I actually saw a car on the highway and I took a picture. So, Liv, here, look at the picture.
Okay.
We're getting some DMs that they think Joe is right.
It's basically falling off or flying off.
A DM just came in, Joe. They say you are correct. It's probably because of the car wash.
No,
that could be because of all of the different weather and all of the different seasons.
That's true. I think it's weather.
That could be why people are getting car washes more than people on, in California and stuff like that because of snow.
Good morning, Joan McKenzie. Who's this?
This is Kent.
Hey, do you have any idea what's going on? Pork Chop's calling these the license plate flaps, like how they bend in. Why is this happening?
Yes, Joe, you are correct. It is because of all the... all the car washes. I personally have a blacked out cover, not fully blacked out on mine, so my license plate doesn't curve like that. But I go through car washes constantly, and because I have that cover on, mine doesn't flap. But before I had that cover on, they did curl up on both sides.
Okay, and you know what I wonder too? Hey, thank you for the call. Maybe it's the wind. Like, for example, on the highway.
No, there's no
I have a confession, you guys. I went through a car wash yesterday, and because I got my new car, and I forgot I have a paper plate, like a temporary license plate.
Oh, my gosh!
Not anymore.
But, no, it stayed on.
Wow.
But I was watching my rearview camera. I'm like, oh, crap, because I have this brand new shiny. I want to keep her just looking stunning, so I went through the car wash, and I forgot that I could see the paper, like, just like as the car wash is like flailing up and down, but I'm happy to report, made it through.
All right. Well, hey, do you feel like you have an answer now?
No, I still don't believe it.
Okay, but I also think 5 cars out of 100, that is like nothing. That's 5% of cars you see in Indy. That's not a lot of cars.
That's,
so it's
what
very
do you mean?
Believable.
That's a ton.
I mean, 5% of people are probably getting car washes regularly.
But I bet you people, I don't know.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about your Johnson rod and making sure your brake fluid is right. I'm McKenzie.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time, kicking things off with the 77th annual Golden Globe Awards. It went down last night live from the Beverly Hilton in Los Angeles. And I have to say, I thought Ricky Gervais did an awesome job of hosting.
But you all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight. And the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no.
That is great.
That was great. The people didn't know if they could laugh or if it's like too soon. He also took aim at Leonardo DiCaprio.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long, Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere, and by the end, his date was too old for him.
Succession, Fleabag, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 1917, all big winners. Succession won for Best TV Drama, Fleabag for Best TV Comedy, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won for Best Musical or Comedy. Quentin Tarantino earned the Best Screenplay honor for writing it, and Brad Pitt won for Best Supporting Actor.
You know, when I was starting out, these names that were just listed, Pacino, Pesci, Hanks, my de facto mentor from afar, Sir Tony Hopkins, wherever you are, Tony, you know I love you. We're like gods to me, and this is an honor in itself, and all my respect sincerely.
Oh, Brad Pitt looking so good. Of course, everyone was panning to Jennifer Aniston whenever he would speak. And on the red carpet, they were asking him, hey, are we going to get a shot of the two of you?
They're hoping for this moment where you and Jennifer run into each other so they can take their picture.
I'll run into Jen. She's a good friend. Yeah.
A dream if they got back together. Joaquin Phoenix won for Best Actor in a Drama for Joker, and Sam Mendes won for Best Director for 1917. Moving on to Alex Trebek. Oh, man, he sat down for an interview with ABC News, and he's talking about what it will look like, his final Jeopardy episode.
I've kind of, in my mind, rehearsed it already, And what I would do on that day is tell the director, time the show down to leave me 30 seconds at the end. That's all I want.
Of course, last March, he announced he has been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and we just could not love him more. So hopefully, he just goes on and on and on.
He has made such an impact, and to do a show that long has become just part of the culture.
Absolutely. Well, here's some good news. Cameron Diaz, where's she been? Well, I'll tell you what. She has a new baby. She and Benji Madden are new proud parents of a baby girl. Their daughter's name is Radix.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the couple revealed that, yep, she instantly captured their heart, and they've been waiting to be parents. Cameron Diaz is 47. Madden is 40. That got married back, like, in January of 15. So they are ecstatic to be mom and dad. Also, big relationship news for Nikki Bella, who dated John Cena forever, went through this traumatic relationship. Well, now she is already engaged after a year of dating to a dude named Artem. And she was making the announcement, hey guys, I'm getting married.
That's when you know you have found your soulmate, the one, when you just like truly can't live without them.
So those two met when they were partnered together on season 25 of Dancing with the Stars. So it was weird. She dated John Cena for 8 years.
Yeah.
Never did it. And now she's engaged. And lastly, tonight, the big premiere of The Bachelor with Peter Weber.
You know, I always say that I'm a hopeless romantic. And then coming onto this, as becoming The Bachelor now, I've changed that. I said, I'm not a hopeless romantic. I'm a romantic. I've never lost hope that that next person I'm going to find is going to be my forever.
Oh, it's going to be juicy.
I don't say hopeless anymore because I have all the hope in the world.
Cannot wait for that. Catch it tonight at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central.
Live the Web Girl, covering Murder Monday today will be what?
I'm going to be talking about the Bricka family. They lived in a suburb of Cincinnati and were brutally murdered in their home.
All right, Murder Monday is coming up next. We're Joan McKenzie on Radio Now.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips to any unsolved crime that might be in your area. You can call them. Their number is 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Live the Web Girl, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
So today I am talking about the Bricka family. So the year is 1966. The Bricka family, which includes 27-year-old Jerry, 23-year-old Linda, and 4-year-old Debbie, lived in a modern but modest home in a small suburb on the west side of Cincinnati, which is, I'm from Cincinnati, so it's very crazy researching this story.
Because you like know all the places.
Yeah, exactly. So their neighbors had realized that they hadn't seen the family in a couple of days and started to become concerned. Two men of the neighborhood went up to the front door to check up on them. After they knocked a couple times, their neighbor, Dick Meyer, opened their unlocked front door and immediately recognized the scent of death from his days of fighting in World War II.
Ugh.
He quickly closed the door and called the police in tears. The Brickas were new to the neighborhood. They had moved from the West Coast when Jerry took a new job at a plastics plant in Ohio as a chemical engineer. The subdivision was home to mostly older couples and even some retirees. And for this reason, the Bricka family mostly kept to themselves. Neighbors described Linda as pleasant, but sometimes coming off as aloof or stuck up. But both Jerry and Linda came from very wealthy families and had never lived in a small suburb like they were now. However, their 4-year-old daughter, Debbie, was described as pretty and precocious and was the joy of the neighborhood. When police arrived, they found Jerry and Linda in their master bedroom, laying dead, still in their nightgowns. They found little Debbie lying dead in her bedroom. The three had been dead for 2 days, leaving the night in question to be Sunday, September 25th. The whole family attended Catholic Mass that day around 10 a.m. Linda and Debbie went home as Jerry did his usual Sunday routine of heading into work to get ahead for the upcoming week. Neighbors saw Jerry come home around 8 p.m., and he talked to one of his older neighbors as he was taking out the trash. Everything seemed normal. When he entered the house, his wife and daughter were waiting for him while they watched TV. And later that night, all three were all stabbed to death. Jerry stabbed 9 times, Linda stabbed 10, and their daughter stabbed 4 times with so much force that the knife went all the way through her little body, coming out the other side.
Gosh.
Because their family was on the West Coast and not answering their phones due to a vacation, their neighbor, Dick Meyer, who had went up to the house, had to identify the bodies. He said that their blood-soaked, lifeless bodies are still scarred into his mind.
I can only imagine.
When we come back, I will delve into this scene and exactly what happened that September 9th.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of 3 bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Liv the Web Girl, what story are you covering today?
I'm talking about the Bricka family. And when we left off, we had a very gory crime scene of the Bricka family, both mom and dad, Jerry and Linda, and their daughter, Debbie. So police believe that after the parents had put their 4-year-old to bed that night, an intruder snuck in through an open basement window and first met Linda downstairs. The intruder led both her and her husband up the stairs to their bedroom, threatening them. Jerry had a sock stuffed in his mouth with medical tape, holding it into place. Both parents had marks on their wrists, leading the police to believe that they were tightly bound with rope. The police found the 2 lifeless bodies stacked on top of one another on their bed. Jerry had been stabbed in his back, neck, and head. Linda, stacked on top of her husband's lifeless body, was found with stab wounds on her chest and in her head. And little Debbie was found on the ground next to her bedroom wall, lying face down, showing that she had attempted to put up a fight to the murderer. Yes, the 4-year-old. The family's 2 dogs were still alive, locked in the basement, and were believed to have been sedated. Investigators can tell by the stab wounds that the killer was left-handed and that they used a carving knife that they got from the Bricka's own kitchen. The knife was never found. After collecting all the evidence they could find, the Hamilton County Police interviewed around 300 suspects and persons of interest all across the country. Rumors were flying around town. There were rumors that Linda, who was a volunteer at a vet clinic, was having an affair with one of the doctors. There were also rumors that someone else at the vet clinic had done it because they had the ability to steal animal sedatives for the dogs. Others thought that the intruder could have been someone from Jerry's work who didn't get the promotion that Jerry had just recently got. All of these theories led them ultimately nowhere because of the lack of evidence and the lack of technology back in the 60s. They didn't know what to collect, how to collect, and they certainly did not have the technology to do DNA, hair samples, anything like that. All 300 people were let go. They believe still that their murderer knew the family because they knew to bring drugs for the dogs. The stabs were so deep and there were so many that it seemed like a crime of passion, but still, the case remains unsolved. After more than 50 years later, there are still detectives to this day looking into the case. Unfortunately, evidence like fingerprints and DNA were not preserved correctly, so it has disintegrated over the years. So they unfortunately cannot rely on evidence like that. However, investigators are hopeful that they can just find one missing link that can connect all of the evidence together to finally find the Bricka family's murderer. Again, this is why Crime Stoppers is so important. So anyone that has any sort of tips or information, even 50 years later, can call anonymously and help put cases like these to rest.
Yeah, it's 1-800-222-TIPS. Producer Porkchop, you look so uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
It's still bugging you, even though it happened a little while ago?
Oh, yeah. So awkward.
What happened? What's going on?
Okay, so over the holiday break, I went to my boyfriend's family's house, and they are they're a nice family, but they're very open with their conversation. So, like, there's really nothing that's off limits, even though Cody has three nephews, a 9-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 6-year-old. So
there's like adult conversations happening around probably younger kids.
Yeah.
Reminds me of me. Whether that's right or wrong, that reminds me like how I grew up. I'm like, well, all right, cool.
Yeah, and it was the same with my ex's family too. They were like very open with the conversation. And my family, like, much more reserved with, you know, conversation.
A little more formal.
Yes. So anyways, we're sitting around the table and they were having conversation. I wasn't really participating much. But my boyfriend's stepdad, he said something. He was like, oh yeah, I don't know what the terms are nowadays. What are you gay or not? And I was like, well, technically I'm bi. So you got the term wrong. It's bi. Now, here's the mortifying part. Like, that's not it. It's the response that was the mortifying part. And it was from the 8-year-old, one of the nephews. He says, I'm bi, just like Uncle Gare. And I was like,
first of all, I think it's so cute he called you Uncle Gare. Oh, that's so cute.
I was like,
no. Like, you're already part of the family. You're an uncle. Okay, go on.
Thank you. I was like, no, kid, please don't pin this on me. Because, like, yeah, I mean, nobody knew in the family.
But he knew what that meant to be bisexual.
Right. So actually,
hold on. Did he really know?
Well, my boyfriend Cody he came in with the soup, with the save, and he was like, oh, oh, nephew, you don't know what that means. And then he goes, yes, I do. There's a boy in my class that I like, and there's a girl in my class. And I'm just like, no, please don't pin this on me. Like, you don't know. I'm like, haha, trying to move on the conversation. And I'm mortified. You know, they found out that their 8-year-old nephew is bi because of me.
I don't know if it's because of you. I think you gave him the green light to feel comfortable enough to come out and say, hey, I'm just like him.
Well, I don't think anyone, I think, if anything, the fact that he is 8 and he just very nonchalantly was like, oh yeah, me too. He's like, yeah, whatever. He feels comfortable enough in his home, in his own skin, to just like, yeah, same dude. Like, I think it speaks volumes for how far kind of our society and like things have come, that it's just a nonchalant thing. It doesn't have to be this giant production of someone coming out. It's just, oh no, these are my preferences, and that's that.
But with that being said, you, Porkchop, feel mortified.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what, Liv? I guess I really didn't look at it that way, and I love that that's happening. But I just didn't. I didn't want to be the front, you know, the pioneer
right.
for it. So
in this family, when you don't know exactly how like thrilled they might be about something like that.
Exactly.
I get that.
What did the kid's dad say after that? Because, like, well, I don't know. I call you gay? What do I call you?
Oh, no, that was Cody's stepdad, so their grandfather.
Okay.
So, you know, to be honest, everything after that kind of went blank. I was like, let's just go back to playing the game.
Porkchop just passed out.
I love this, though, that it opened the conversation, and I love that this little boy just knows who he is.
Yeah.
And so then doesn't have to be a production. It can just be someone's preference.
There is a little boy in my daughter's class who has come out. I mean, and they're in fourth grade, and I think that is awesome.
Wow. Okay. So I guess, should I be proud then? I'm a pioneer?
Okay. Well,
let's not give yourself too much credit.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, coming up next here on Joe McKenzie, we want you to be part of the show. 833-563-2539. We want to talk about significant others not showing you on the gram, on social media. If they're not doing that, is that a problem? Is there a valid excuse possibly?
Right, because I've always heard do not, until it's permanent, do not post. But some people have been in a permanent relationship for a while and still like hide their significant other.
Next on Joe and McKenzie.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Significant others, is that a problem if they're not showing you on social media? McKenzie has a theory that you got to wait till it's like official, like locked in stone to even put it up there, right?
Yes, I have learned. And you're not supposed to post, rule of thumb, until it's permanent.
Porkchop doesn't do that.
Well, yes, what?
You were putting photos up of guys you were seeing.
No, I was not.
Oh, well, maybe like on your story.
No, of course. I would never do that.
I swear I saw some stuff.
No way.
I feel like stories are different, though, than a permanent post. I mean, stories.
What's the harm then, Mackenzie?
Well,
what is the harm?
I'm just saying, I have friends that literally, like, I didn't even, like, know they were with someone, and they're like, oh, we're engaged. And then finally they post that person on their social media. I think it's so interesting. Like, I don't know. So there's two theories. Either you're not posting them because, I mean, yes, you could be private, but at the same token, are you talking to other people? Usually that is a clue like something's up. Usually. Like
what,
if you
you're
never
saying,
ever post your, say you're in a long-term relationship, like boyfriend, girlfriend. Like I don't, it's like you don't want other, if you're talking to other people, you don't want them to know you are in fact in a relationship. So you're kind of like hiding something.
Maybe there's some weight to that, but maybe the other person just doesn't like to post those kind of things on social media. You have to check like if all the previous relationships are up there and you're not, then yeah, something's going on.
See, and I think there too is two sides to this because I definitely think there are shady people out there. Or not even shady. I think there are people out there who are in relationships who just aren't happy. So they're not posting about it because they don't want to be fake, which it's so common for everyone on Instagram to have this highlight reel or this depiction of what they want their life to be perceived as, even though that's not the reality of what's going on. Like I know a couple who is on social media all the time from social media. They look perfect. And I don't live in our college town anymore. So I was talking to one of my girlfriends who still lives there and still sees them frequently. And I was like, oh my gosh, they have the most perfect relationship. And she was like, they are screaming, fighting at each other all of the time. They're constantly on a brink of breakup. Their relationship is so toxic, so unhealthy. But because they post on social media, it looks like they're happy. Which I'm kind of the opposite. I'm in a relationship and I'm in a healthy, great relationship with my boyfriend. And people all the time think that I'm single because I don't post him, which I don't post a ton on social media in general. And the only photos that I do post are photos that I've taken with my girlfriends because they've dragged me into their photo shoot. I don't generally take photos by myself.
See, I think it's the sexiest thing when a guy shows off his girl. Because there are so many players out there. Like, I was recently, this guy was after me, calling me, texting me, no sign of a girlfriend on his page. So then I watch, he made a mistake on one of his stories. He totally has a girlfriend.
Oh, wait, so Mackenzie,
he's been hitting me up nonstop. So I'm like, WTF, like busted.
You're creeping on his stories right there. Like, what is this?
I was just watching a story. Like, it went through my thing, like a normal thing. And I'm like, wait, who is this person?
Did you say something?
No sign. No, I'm just done.
Oh, you're just
done? No, there's no. I mean, if you have a girl, you have a girl. I think it's so manly and hot and sexy. If you are in a relationship, show off your significant other. I mean, not like you have to be like every post in your face making out. But I think I like personally when a man is like the first to like his girl's picture is like, I'm so in love with this.
I hate that pressure though. I'm so glad Lindsay doesn't make me do that.
It's sexy.
833-563-2539. Let's go to Christian this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you think about this when it comes to showing off your significant other on social?
I agree with it, but at the same time, my situation was a little different. When my wife and I started dating in 2013, we both were in the Navy, and we both, that's how we met. So the Navy has fraternization policies. So technically, we couldn't date each other at the time.
Forbidden romance.
Correct. So we couldn't actually, you know, comment, be seen in public, things like that while we were dating. We ended up getting married in 2015 and have been together since. But, you know, I just, like, from that aspect, you know, there were rules against us dating
at
the time.
And thank you so much for your service. I have to ask, did it make it kind of sexy and steamy, kind of having to hide it?
Yes, ma'am. I actually have some quality stories.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you off air about all those. Hey, thank you, Christian, for calling in to Joe McKenzie at 833-563-2539. I just checked my wife's Instagram. I'm not on there.
Really?
At all?
See? This is exactly what I'm talking about. Are you serious, Joe?
Yes. I'm not on there. It's kind of awkward.
Wow.
At all?
Well, let's see. But, like, what if she only has dog photos, then that's understandable. I just think, too, so many, which I'm fine with. If you put a lot of stock into social media, that's fine. That go for it. You just have to recognize not everyone does. Not everyone cares that much about social media. Not everyone finds it that important.
But if they're posting, like, every day... I mean, if they're and clearly posting their life,
that's
just
what I'm saying.
Not you.
That's what I'm saying.
But if they're rarely on there.
There's a difference between people who take stock in it, who post every single day, who are on there all the time, rather than people who are just fair weather users.
Yes.
My boyfriend and I have only been together not even 3 months yet, and he's already up there 6 times.
Nobody said pork chop went slow with anything.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Parents, what did your kid put in their mouth and swallow? This kid, I never heard of a kid swallowing this before. They actually found it when it showed up on an X-ray. The doctor didn't even know what it was at first.
Oh, it's terrifying as a parent.
Okay, well, I want to hear those terrifying stories, and hopefully everything came out all right. Well, you know what I mean. 833-563-2539. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Okay, what did your kid swallow, or at least try to swallow? Maybe like, no. Stop it. This story is probably a newer one. Kiara Stroud says her son accidentally swallowed an AirPod after receiving a pair for Christmas.
Oh my gosh, terrifying.
Didn't you say you lost yours, Mackenzie?
Did you accidentally
swallow one?
No, thank God. Those things, I lose them all. I have three, like, you know, when you sync up to your phone, your Bluetooth, I have three.
Oh my gosh.
And I got a new pair from my parents for Christmas, and I am like guarding them with my life.
We've got to keep you corded. I don't think you can handle wireless anymore.
But swallowing that, oh my gosh.
Yeah, he was rushed to the hospital where doctors determined that the ingested device actually had no danger to the child, so it was okay, and he would be able to eventually pass it on his own. The doctor examined the boy, and he was kind of confused. I think he was maybe an older doctor. He's like, what's an AirPod? He didn't realize what the wireless headphones were at first.
Those are not teeny.
They're
think
a good
size.
Then... it's like a piece of pasta or something.
Yeah.
Really? What would you compare it to, like your finger? Like what?
I'd say it's about like your pinky. Yeah.
Here,
like,
I have one. Hold on. I have mine in my pocket.
No.
Here, Mackenzie, give Pork Chop yours, and he's going to try to swallow it real quick.
Okay. So, I have a new fancy Nike case, so I don't lose them. Here's the size of them.
And they're not in there.
But like swallowing this whole thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's like, pretty big.
Yeah, it's got a pretty big tip on the end right there. The other part's pretty narrow, but the end right there.
That's a good over an inch.
Penne.
Yeah.
Like swallowing it, not chewing, swallowing a whole piece of penne that is not squishy.
Ooh.
Well, that's incredible. The boy ended up being okay, but the X-ray is pretty cool actually to show the kid with it inside of him.
Does it say how they got it out? Or
He passed it naturally.
Ouch.
Joe just said that.
Man, you guys are struggling. Yeah. Everybody with listening today on the show.
Wow.
Did he say how he got rid of it? What'd they do? Oh, yes. Okay. Well, 833-563-2539. That's a new one for me. I never heard that one. But what happened with your kid? How did they accidentally swallow something? And what happened? Now, you got a 9-year-old, 10-year-old daughter, Lucy?
Yes. Lucy's 9.
Has she done anything?
Soon to be 10. Oh, my gosh. As a kid. Yes. Just any of any little marble-sized toys or little Barbie-sized shoes or anything kids will just put in their mouth, put up their nose. Liv, didn't you put something up your nose?
I put a rock up my nose and had to go to the hospital. My nephew recently had to go to the hospital because he swallowed swallowed like either a penny or a dime or something. And he said, there's cash in my tummy.
I have the best story. I was talking to my friend. And they didn't swallow anything, but she was like, hold on, I got to go. She's licking the bottom of a flip-flop.
Oh,
so gross.
That kid's got a bright future.
Kids just like do the most random stuff.
833-563-2539. Brittany, what did your kid do?
Hey, so my son, unfortunately, that's about maybe 3-4 years ago, he swallowed a penny. And when he swallowed it, it like turned sideways just enough to where he could still breathe.
Oh,
but
man.
He was like nonstop coughing. We took him to the hospital and they did x-rays and confirmed that he had a coin stuck in his like esophagus area. Come to find out, the poor thing had to be transferred via ambulance to Peyton May Children's Hospital to have surgery to have it removed.
Oh my what a gosh. Nightmare.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is that the last time that the kid ate some change?
Yeah, well, so I told the doctor, I said, can I keep that coin? So I have it still to this day.
Oh, you
do? And I'm
do?
Like, dude, this is the only sense that you had, and they removed it from you because he's dead now.
Dang.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Mom with the roast. Hey, Brittany, thank you for calling into Joe McKenzie. That's something weird that parents collect and hold on to. Like, here's your belly button that we kept your umbilical cord. Here's the penny that you swallowed. Thanks, Mom.
Or a tooth you lost that the tooth fairy forgot and that you keep it. Like, where'd you put that? Here's what
you
guys...
You throw it away.
You
burn it.
When you become parents, the hardest thing, and parents will recognize this, their artwork. Because kids make a ton of artwork and it's beautiful and you want to keep it all, but then it becomes huge. Like, you just have so much artwork. You're like, where do I put this? And you don't want to throw it away, but you have no place to store it.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm ever a parent one day, I'm like, oh, that's so cute. Then let's go in the garbage.
No, you won't. I'm telling you, you'll struggle with it.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we're going to find out what's happening in the tea with McKenzie.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Psst. Hey.
Psst. Yeah?
Can you keep a secret?
What?
I shouldn't be talking about this.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
But I'm gonna not put names in it, so it should be fine.
Can we make up names?
Yeah. Well, what do you want to do? I need a guy and a girl name.
Lara and Jimmy.
That's going to be so hard to remember, but okay. So, new neighbors, Lara and Jimmy.
Ooh.
Getting to know everybody. God, I really hate this because now I'm not going to be invited over to hang out anymore. Apparently, they're dating. No big deal. They're both single.
So, they're on each side of you, or how does this work?
Lara and Jimmy. No, one of them is a neighbor somewhere near me. I'm keeping it very discreet.
Okay, I'm confused. I thought, so Lara and Jimmy don't live together? They're not. You said they're new neighbors. But separately.
I'm doing this encompassing all my new neighbors in the general vicinity.
Oh, got it.
Okay,
so
Joe has a new house.
I'm keeping this guy so generic it hurts, okay?
Because
I don't want to get kicked out of my little community of neighbors.
So you have
so
a new
cool.
house, you're in a new neighborhood, and you found out that they both are secretly dating?
Yeah, they're not cheating on anybody. They're both like, they're with each other. Nothing wrong. It's like a normal relationship would be, like, live you and Jewel Daddy. No big deal.
Right.
But they have to keep their relationship secretive.
Why?
Because they work for the same place.
Ooh.
Oh.
And they've even had, they were telling me situations where they were eating a meal together and they saw somebody about to come in. So the other person left, like left the table or left the booth. And it just got me thinking like, okay, they can't be the only ones. They're not like some like anomaly here. 833-563-2539. Is anybody else in a secret relationship? And who are you keeping it a secret from?
You could be anonymous, obviously.
Totally.
Me. No, I'm just kidding. But I do have a story. I have two friends who, I have a friend that was working at a company. She was a recruiter. And there was a guy who also worked there. And they had like a casual like kind of flirtation, work flirtation. And then it kind of became something more. And then basically they started to have a full-blown relationship. But they were not allowed to date because of their company policy. So they dated in secret for, I want to say, 6 months.
That's a long time.
And some other coworkers knew that they were close with, but for majority, no one knew. Then all of a sudden, their company found out, and they called them into a meeting together. And they're like, we can either fire you guys, or one of you guys quits right here, right now.
So what did they decide?
And so they're like, we'll give you till tomorrow. So they talked about it all day. And then the girl decided, like, no, this relationship means too much to me. I mean, I've got a college degree. It's not going to be hard for me to find another job. Like, I'll just quit. So she quit her job for this man so they could stay together and they didn't have to be in secret anymore. Up to date, they're broken up now.
No!
What a dummy! You can't do that.
But they dated for like a year. Or over a year.
Some companies actually make you sign a love contract. These are real things.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
especially,
wow.
Well, I think, what did they say in our meeting? We had a company meeting. It's just you can't date.
Oh,
like,
I think like
your boss,
higher
like,
ups can't date anyone below them. But like peer to peer, you can date. But we couldn't date our boss.
Which and live one or two in the past.
No, I'm saying, I don't know.
Well, you had a crush on one of our
to.
Former bosses.
I did not.
I think this is really cool that, I don't know. I think it's kind of sneaky. Like, not sneaky, but it's kind of exciting and hot.
Like romantic.
If it's secretive. Like, I know a couple, and they're married now, and they have children. But he started off as her boss. And so they literally, so they'd, like, spend the night together. And then he would drop her off and then, like, go around the block.
That's
and then,
so
like,
much
then
work.
Park and, like, come in, like, no big. And they just kept it totally professional. For years, and then finally they're like, okay, we're together.
So I have friends too who started dating, but the guy had an ex-girlfriend who was friends with the new girl that he was dating, so they kept it a secret for like 2 months that they were dating, but everyone else knew, but the ex-girlfriend did not know, and this friend didn't know. She went and studied abroad in Europe. So for an entire semester. So the entire semester, they're dating, they're flourishing, they're just keeping it private on social media. But everyone knows she comes back and is like hit with the reality of like, my friend and my ex are in a full-blown relationship.
Boy, that is awkward. 833-563-2539. One other thing I thought of, and I wonder if somebody will call in for this one. What if it's like if you're hiding it from your family, not your job, and the reason I bring this up, you shouldn't. It's such backward thinkings, but I know people in the day probably did. Let's say you're like black or white and you're dating somebody of a different race or anything, Hispanic, whatever it might be. And it's like your family's disapproving of that or something like that. And you're hiding it. I want to hear these stories because when my neighbors share this, I'm like, oh, my gosh, really?
So what are they going to do, your neighbors?
I don't know. I mean, they're not breaking up. And as far as I know, nobody knows.
But, I mean, sometimes it's hard to meet people. And obviously, you're at your job the majority of the time. So I get how people fall in love.
Mackenzie, listen, I really like you. You're great. But, like, we can't be together.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
You can call us. We're Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now at 833-563-2539. Who's in a secret relationship? I found out my neighbors, they're not cheating, but they actually work for the same kind of a place, and that's not allowed to be in a relationship. And I guess it's been going on for a lot of, like, almost a year?
I think it's very sexy and hot and steamy, kind of sneaky,
but
stressful because it's like, what if you're out at a restaurant? And then you see people.
They know that's what they did. They were at a restaurant, they told me one time, and they saw somebody walking in. Because I guess they plan everything out. Like, they'll go like, hey, we need to be seated in this area. So they can kind of see everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Like, how are you eating your food on a date or whatever, and you're like looking for somebody to run up on you? Let's go to Anonymous this morning. Hey, tell us about your secret relationship.
Yeah. So this guy that I was dating, just recently broke up with. We dated for 8 months, and he didn't tell me about – he didn't tell anything about me to his family because I was white and he was Muslim. And, he lived right next door to his sister, and so, like, he would make me park at his old apartment, and he would drive me there, and then he'd have to drive me back so they didn't know that – he was dating me.
Did he sneak you through like a garage or like did anybody ever see you walk into the house?
Yeah, like he would like make me duck down in the car until the garage door was closed.
Did you think this was kind of hot or were you just over it after all this
I
effort?
Mean, yeah, for like the first 6 months it was just kind of like hot, and then after that it was like,
I don't want to do this anymore.
I can't believe anybody thinks that's hot. It's like, you want me to do what? No, just hop in the suitcase. I'm going to roll you in. Nobody will see anything. It'll be great. Hey, thank you for calling in, Anonymous.
I had a friend who did the exact same thing with her boyfriend, but it was her ex-boyfriend, and they didn't want to know that they were back together. And her parents knew after a week of this happening. They let it go on for a month just to watch their child struggle. Just as payback.
It's like, oh, good for you.
For the first 4 years of me and my ex's relationship, like, nobody had any idea we were dating. And that's mostly because I wasn't out of the closet. But one time, we were living together in San Diego, California. And I want to say, in where he's from in Michigan, we were legal. In New Jersey, we were legal. But we didn't realize in California, like, you have to be 18. He was 17 at the time. So, and also in California, you have to be in high school till the age of 18. So he wasn't in high school. So we had to enroll him in high school, and I had to sign a paper that said I was his legal guardian.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
That's like fraud.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, though, he did call him daddy, so.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Coming up next, we got your dummy of the day, a dog. Of course, man's best friend, but probably not a good idea to use your dog for a drug test. I'll explain.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay, so I got two dogs, Benny and Paddington, and our company, as far as I know, we don't have to do drug tests here, right? Like, have you guys had to do any drug tests that I don't know about?
Weird, not here. Like, every other place I've worked, yes.
Okay. I mean, I really don't do drugs, so I'm not too worried about it, but you never know what could be in a brownie that somebody could give you. Who knows? But a Kentucky woman, I'm not sure why, but she tried to pass off her dog's urine as her own to pass a drugs test. Police say the woman needed to take the test as part of her supervision from a previous arrest. Her probation officer learned she snuck in her dog's urine and tried to pass it off as her own. She admitted, yeah, I probably would have failed the test because I used meth. I can't even read. She used meth. I'm just trying to imagine, like, you're collecting it, then you're like, what are you thinking? You know it's not going to work, right? You know it's a different species. It's
She's
like a different thing.
Desperate.
Like, it's not like, hey, you're a woman using a man. Like, wow, your testosterone's really high. It's like, you're using a dog.
I had so many people in high school ask me to, like, urinate for them for their drug tests that I would never do.
Why?
That. Because I...
Like, did you hang out with people just doing, like, steroids or what?
No, it was, like, people that, like, smoke out or whatever in high
okay.
school. And I didn't do any of that stuff. But I was too... I was like, nope, I won't do it.
I'll do it now.
Why would I want to do that and get in trouble? No
well,
way.
I'm saying if you need, like, somebody's stuff right now, I'm drinking a lot of water, you know, like, hopefully it'll last for a while. But I've already went to the bathroom 3 times today. That's 3 people listening to the show that for, like, $10 a pop, you would have been taken care of.
Who's on the show do you think would be the cleanest?
Oh, gosh. I want to say Liv because she's so earthy and like, oh, this is so good for you and natural. But then again, like, I don't know. She also got some funky stuff that comes out of her, so I don't know.
I don't think I've ever done a drug. I think my...
Yeah, you did.
On your birthday.
Oh, I took a Percocet.
No, you took an Adderall.
Oh, he doesn't even know what he's taking.
I don't know.
Adderall's
like,
are,
I thought it was
Adderall's
a Tylenol.
Drug. That
yeah.
is basically...
Half. Hey, half of an Adderall.
But it is a drug.
Yeah, one time in my life.
But they'll never catch me because it's out of my system.
Pork Chop so badly wants to be this, like, very pure and
no,
clean.
No, I just don't want to, like, do those
boy,
things.
But I'm saying you have done drugs.
Yeah.
All right,
McKenzie
kids.
Probably has the cleanest, I would assume.
Or what if that's the thing you think and really McKenzie's like, what you need? I got meth. Come on, let's do this.
Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, coming up next, guys, this is going to bring you back to memory lane. If you have something, too, that I don't have on this list compiled, I'd love for you to join in the conversation at 833-563-2539. I want you to think about things that we did for the last time, but we didn't even realize it was the last time that we were going to be doing it.
This could be so sad.
No, it's more of a nostalgia. It's not necessarily okay. super sad. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, it's cool. You're going to like it.
Okay.
All right. No tissues needed. It's Joe McKenzie. Okay, maybe a little. On Radio Now. This is kind of interesting, and I would love for you to join the conversation at 833-563-2539. It's a little bit of a nostalgia. I don't think you're going to cry, but you'll be like, oh, yeah, you know what? I do miss that. Things we did for the last time, and we didn't realize it at the time until now. For example,
that's like so deep when you think about it.
It is, though.
If you kiss someone for the last time, but at the moment you don't know it's the last time.
Dang. You are so passionate today. Nothing wrong with that.
Today?
Well,
every
day. I haven't noticed. Like, you've ratchet. Well, sorry. I didn't mean like ratchet. You've amped it up.
What do you mean ratchet?
That's why I just didn't say it.
That is the least. I loathe that adjective.
Describe her as ratchet?
I did. Oh, my gosh. I was going to say. Here we go. I was going to say she's ratcheting it up, but I don't mean
that
like she's a rat.
That doesn't make
sense. No,
he just doesn't
know
vocabulary.
I'm not saying. I didn't mean it in the form of, she's a ratchet.
Up.
Yeah, but I meant like she's cranking it up. I didn't mean, she's a ratchet. No, I didn't mean it like that. Anyways, so we don't derail this whole conversation, here is what I'm speaking of when it comes to things we did for the last time and we didn't realize it. Do you remember the last time you burned a CD?
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember? Because it was the coolest thing when you could burn a CD and you could put whatever songs you wanted on there.
My girl, Lo, would do it. One of my closest friends. She's still my great friend and my sister's friend, too. But Lo was like where it's at. She was like the queen of burning CDs.
So I burned a CD when I was in college. I burned Acid Rap, Chance the Rapper's first mixtape, because it wasn't anywhere. You couldn't stream it. You couldn't get it on Spotify. You could not get it anywhere. And I wanted to listen to it on long car drives. So that was the last burnt CD. And I had some Childish Gambino, some of his mixtapes that you couldn't find anywhere on that mixed CD too.
Kind of along that same line, do you remember the last song you downloaded illegally? On LimeWire or Kazaa or... Because remember that? Napster. You're like,
Napster.
I'm going to have all the songs in the world.
What was that dude? What was the Napster dude's name? Sean something?
Oh, I'm totally blanking right now.
But remember, that was just such a big ordeal.
I used LimeWire, and I didn't know it at the time, but there would always be this man talking in the middle of the song that was just like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and
that. It was like a Bill Clinton impersonation.
Every song I would download from LimeWire right in the middle of the song, it was Bill Clinton.
You're like, okay, thanks. Now,
Sean
Fanning
and Sean Parker, by the way.
Sean Parker's
when
I remember.
Sean Parker's who I remember, yeah.
Okay, now this is once again kind of a combined thing, a couple of them. Browsed like a Blockbuster or a video place. I know there are video stores still around. There are some still there. Like I went and visited my mom and grandma in Ohio.
It's nostalgia right there.
It is, but do you remember, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I remember as a kid, like, that was a big thing. Like, we might get a pizza because there was a pizza store next door, but it's like, all right, two movies. And like one time, I don't know what I did. My parents were like feeling crazy. They let me like rent a video game system.
Wow.
I got to rent a PS2. I thought I was the king of the world.
That is really cool. I remember going to Blockbuster on like a Friday night. And we would do that for dates before like Netflix and chill. It was like Blockbuster and chill.
And chill.
Does anybody else have a memory right here that we did for the last time and we may not have realized it? 833-563-2539.
I've got T9 texting.
Oh,
remember the
yes.
old school texting?
Yes.
It wasn't ABC, but it was like T9, whereas the predictive text.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, it's all
phones
that
didn't have like the full keyboard, and also buying minutes. So my very, very first cell phone, my parents would have to like buy minutes and buy like text messages when I would run out.
I can add on to that. How about waiting for the free minutes on the weekends?
Oh.
And 9 p.m. after 9 p.m.
Yeah.
The last time you did that.
Pork Chop's always had poor stories.
Oh,
even
that's
a little
sad.
Kid.
Well, I didn't know Pork Chop also had an iPod that got stolen. But I was like thinking about the last time you had an iPod. That you put
true.
Music on your iPod.
3 weeks ago? No.
Yeah.
The last time I snuck out of the house, because obviously like I have my own place. I don't have to sneak out anymore. But like the last time I snuck out, I think I was in high school.
What about like the last time, speaking of high school, when you hung out with your friends? I know you see each other in life, but when everybody was still together, it might have been like high school or even just a little bit of college, but because things start to change, relationships happen, people move for new jobs, people get married, they have babies. I miss those good times. Like I remember we used to hang out in my basement. We hung out at my buddy Dave Johnson's house. Like that was, it's so crazy. Like, you never realize when the last time would have been.
My boyfriend's house is still like a frat house, and it's like something that I'm struggling with right now, so I can't relate to that. It literally is like a frat house. Everyone is over all of the time, all day, like all of their friends. It's a madhouse there.
What about,
so you can come on over, Joe, if you miss that so much.
I do.
You hang out and play COD all the time.
But it's not, like, but I'm Call saying, like, your like original group of friends, yeah. Like, I feel bad. Bring up my friend Dave, he's in California now. He was like one of my groomsmen. I haven't talked to him like a year and a half, but it's nothing bad. Not like I don't like him. It's just life can really separate
you. Should call
you.
Him today.
I am like, bro.
You should.
Remember our Taco Bell
blue,
runs?
You should call him today and just be like, hey, dude, I talked about you on the radio today. How are you?
I'll totally
like, that's
do
all
that.
About, 2020 is all about, for me, connections with people. Just like keeping those strong connections.
I love that.
How about the last time you had to call for dial-up internet?
Yeah, the dialing on.
The modem.
I remember.
Okay, I'm watching this new show called Pen 15, and they do that all the time. Like, I don't understand.
Can you do the
what
noise?
It is. Like, what is
do,
that?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So would you have to use a phone? Would you have to use a phone?
It went through your phone. So you wouldn't have to use the phone, but your modem dialed a phone number. And
got
you couldn't
it.
Use your landline phone while you were on the internet.
That's wild.
I want to try to actually find the sound for her so she'll know what it actually is
that
like.
That is so crazy.
I think I've heard the sound before, but I just didn't understand like the dialing. And like if you had to use a cell phone, I just like, that's just crazy to me. Oh, what about like the last time that you were on AIM or sent like an instant message to someone?
Oh, true. Your last away message.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I didn't think about the last time we were on like MySpace. I loved MySpace. And it tried to make a comeback for music. Like JT, Justin Timberlake tried to bring it back. Wow. But it was so cool because you had like your page and you had like a theme and
you
like a decorative background
colors.
And music.
I actually was recently did log into MySpace because I wanted
How
to get like an old picture.
How do you remember your login?
It was a whole deal. I had to go through AOL to get like my old MySpace password.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Man, these is, there's, you know what, there's one more. We could do 100 of these. We could go on forever and ever. Remember when you used to have like MapQuest probably was the biggest one. You'd physically on paper print out the directions.
Gosh.
Oh my gosh. I remember that. I remember one time me and my mom were going to her cousin's birthday party that was like an hour away and I was the navigator.
Oh boy.
We got lost. It added on an hour and a half to our trip.
I
bet they never did that one again.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Do I remember what?
Oh, I was just going to say, is Garmin like still in business? Because like,
I bet you some people
that
have
was like the hotness back in the day before then everyone had their phones.
They are. They're watches now.
Okay.
They have Garmin
That's
watches.
That's what I need. Like, where am I?
All right. Well, now we know we're getting McKenzie for her
yes!
birthday. I want a Garmin. All right. That's going to do it for a Monday.
Monday, honey. That was fun. That was a nice way to ease back into our work week.
I'm losing my voice. I do not like it. Like
Stop
it, I do
telling.
Not.
Don't tell. You've said that out loud multiple times now. Don't think that. Just be quiet the rest of the day. Have some tea, and you'll wake up great.
But don't be quiet right now.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, like, when
sorry.
We're done, give
quiet.
Us like 3 more minutes, and then no talkie.
Okay. My bad. So, well, I'm not going to talk the rest of the day. I guess I'll have to play Call of Duty just to rest my voice.
No screaming then at Call of Duty.
That's me that does the
That's
screaming.
That's Porkchop who
oh
says,
my gosh, do you really?
For
oh,
a boy
yeah.
that was raised at, like, what, a Catholic school or a Christian school?
Yeah, very Christian.
I've never heard the Lord's name said that way before. So many variations.
Is he, like, says it, like, angry, like,
yes. Yes.
Whoa.
I don't
he's
know
a
what
diff-
I say.
He's a he like he has like he blacks out.
Or Do you
like,
ever throw the controller?
Yeah,
no.
Your foot? He tossed my controller down and said, "Dude, that's my controller."
Huh?
You tossed my controller.
You guys are like toddlers.
Please, Joe. Next time you guys are playing together, you
yes.
have to do it in secret.
Secret recording.
He'll forget by then. Record pork chop.
I can even tell him I'm going to record him, and when he like just blacks out, he wouldn't even realize it. He turns into the Hulk.
You should totally record him. Please
All
do
right.
that.
Well, that's kind of my day. I am going to work out, so I look forward to doing that. What about you, McKenzie? What are you doing today?
Well, same thing. I'm going to go to Fit Flex Fly F3, see my boy, my trainer, Tyler. It's the best thing to do is get your workout. If you start strong on a Monday, I feel like that kind of sets a tone for your week. I'm going to do that. Then I have a bunch of birthday plans to make. So it's Woo-hoo! My birthday week. My birthday is Elvis Presley's birthday. It's on Wednesday, and I'm so excited. So that's what I'm going to do.
I got to send my brother a present. I totally forgot.
That's wild.
You
so
share the same
your
birthday.
Dad and brother.
Yep, the 8th.
The 8th. Wow.
My mom's the 11th. Everybody, not me.
That's crazy.
It's cap season. That cap drip. Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo. What are you guys doing? What's Chops doing?
I am serving at the steakhouse tonight. So those are my plans.
Wow, exciting. And live the web girl.
I have to teach a cycle bar class later tonight, but it's not until like 5:45. So I am desperately looking for a nap. I only got like 2.5 to 3 hours of sleep last night.
What were you doing?
My sleep schedule is so crazy and I haven't been able to get back on the early morning grind. So like I'm used to sleeping in. So then I stay up later. So I just literally could not fall asleep for the life of me. I laid there like eyes shut, wide awake for like 3 hours. So I definitely need a nap.
And I think I'm going to do it, you guys. I'm going to finish you on Netflix tonight because I have so much laundry to fold. And that's how I talk myself into it. I'm like, okay, well, you can watch you while you fold. So that's what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, it sounds like we had an action-packed day.
We're so busy.
But we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.